Security in Beijing is tight ahead of the biggest political event of the year. Next Monday, the ruling Communist Party will begin choosing the country's leaders for the next 5 years and beyond. Party leaders are already meeting to map out the changes. They are also expected to confirm initial results in one of the biggest corruption cases in years. Here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn from Beijing.
共产党第二次全国代表大会
The evening news on state TV rehashed the party's second Congress in 1922. There was not a word about today's meeting of the party's central committee. The 350-member central committee is supposed to appoint the 24-member Politburo and its even more powerful 9-member standing committee. Analysts say that President Hu Jintao has already consolidated some power by installing allies in key ministries and provincial governments. Like Hu himself, most of these allies rose through the Communist Youth League, which grooms young talent for the party. Like Hu, many of the Youth League leaders are well-educated bureaucrats from humble backgrounds. Zhang Zuhua is a political commentator and former Youth League official. The rise of the Youth League faction in Chinese politics is already a reality, he says. About a third of all provincial governors and party bosses are now from the Youth League. This phenomenon is unprecedented since the party took power in 1949. Analysts say President Hu will now try to pack the Politburo Standing Committee with his allies, including a potential successor. The new lineup will be announced at the end of the Congress this month. Publicly, the party denies having any factions or heirs apparent. But they're there, says Liu Dasheng, a legal scholar at the Jiangsu Province Communist Party School in Nanjing City.
The top leader will definitely try to establish his own authority and, when possible, pick or appoint his own successor for the sake of control and stability. That's what he'd like to do, but it doesn't mean he can pull it off.
President Hu will also push to have his vision of sustainable economic development written into the party charter. The current meeting of the party's central committee is also expected to approve the Politburo's decision in July to oust former Shanghai party boss Chen Liangyu. Chen is accused of corruption, but analysts think Hu Jintao removed him mainly for political reasons. Ren Jianming is an anti-corruption expert at Tsinghua University in Beijing.
At the provincial level, Chen was one of the few officials to publicly criticize the central government's macroeconomic control policies, and he himself did not implement these policies effectively in Shanghai. This was the main reason for his downfall.
Ren says Chen sided with local property developers and defied Beijing's efforts to cool down Shanghai's red-hot real estate sector. The problem with toppling Chen through a corruption purge, Ren says, is that it sends the message that anti-corruption efforts are still a useful weapon in political power struggles. Hu Jintao is now poised to begin his last 5 years in office with uncertainty about who will succeed him and secrecy surrounding the selection process. None of this will be reassuring to China's people as they struggle with income disparity and environmental devastation, or to foreign nations that look to China to shoulder more responsibility in global affairs. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.